Hey guys, I just want to drop an episode for today. Today is August 1st, the start of a new month. This one's going to be about something I've been trying with me and my wife lately. It's honestly been pretty amazing. You guys might be familiar, might not be. It's called minimalism. And what it pretty much is kind of going down to the bare minimum of what your essentials are, you know, for your daily life. You know, I think when we're brought up as kids, we're taught to have, you know, when you always have a birthday, you have a Christmas and stuff like that, you get a bunch of gifts. But when you take a step back of it, you use it for a very short period of time, and then it kind of goes away, and then you get something new. So this is something where we've tried, and we've done a lot of things as far as breaking down the clothes that we wear and building capsules as far as, you know, having your favorite hat to... I think I have 12 different t-shirts, 4 long sleeves, 1 hoodie, 4 jackets. And it just breaks down to the very basics to where I want to wear my favorite thing every single day, not just something I have. I mean, I go to my closet where I used to, let's just say a year ago, 2 years ago, and I would just look at it and I would wear only 30% of the things that I bought or the things I have in my closet. So it just happened to where you really don't think about it, and I would highly suggest going on YouTube and searching up some more videos on it. I think it's pretty eye-opening, to be honest. So, you know, really just broke down everything we really need, from everything from dishes. I mean, you know, having 20 different plates is, to me, again, this is obviously just 100% my opinion, it's just a lot. I mean, even having cups, I remember I have like a very weird thing to where if I have a drink, like orange juice or lemonade or whatever it is, in the morning, at lunch I'll grab another cup, and at dinner I'll grab another cup, when I just use 3 cups. But when you have so many cups, you feel like it's normal. When you have less cups, you kind of specialize, but you think about, oh, I only need 1 cup for the day. It's not really that big of a deal. This has helped out doing a lot less dishes, which is amazing. Same thing with the clothes. You break down your clothes, you do a lot less laundry, which I think everyone loves that, and kind of just going to the bare minimum. Like, if I really had to, there's a fire, if there's an earthquake or whatever there is, I only need to grab a couple things, and the couple things honestly would be my backpack that would have my computer, my notebook that I write all my goals and my everyday stuff in, and obviously my family, but yeah, you guys already know that. But my book, my Think and Grow Rich book that I bring everywhere with me, and my camera, and that's pretty much it. I mean, I really don't have too many things to where it bogs me down when I think about those things. When I think about, oh, I have a million things to think about, and I think that's where you can get more productive if you have less things to think about, to where, honestly, when I used to have so many things, I would go out and they say, I'm going to get a drink of coffee with my best friend or whatever it is, I would forget either my watch or my wallet somewhere, because I honestly think about so many different things. I think when I started the minimalism, I've stopped losing as much things as I used to. I'm a very forgetful person, but I think it was overflowing my mind with, oh, I gotta think about this, this, and this, and this, and this, and it just never felt like it ends. So I just want to kind of share that little thing. Obviously, I'll be going way more into detail of this for you guys. I think you should definitely check it out. It's definitely been an eye-opening experience for me, my family, that I kind of just want to share to you guys, because I think it's very valuable information that it's just a different perspective on life, to really show you what's important and not just the material things. It can be material things, there's nothing wrong with that, but really show the importance of that. Like, if you hold an item, is this important in my life? So just want to share that. Check it out, YouTube, Google, all that good stuff, just minimalism. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy.